Hey, Holy Girl Walker, this is Dana Gresh. Let's make it easier for you to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain loves it. That back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the first season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to calm anxious thoughts with Psalm 91. All right, let's go. Have you ever tried to memorize scripture only to be frustrated at how hard it can be? Perhaps you even quit trying. Been there, done that. The Holy Girl Walk is here to help, and it works. How do I know? Well, a few years ago, I suffered a season of night terrors. Not one to give in to fear, I decided to practice the art of talking to myself, like the psalmist did. And I walked while I did it. I was also trying to overcome the chronic pain of a back injury. I thought walking may help, so I scheduled it to coincide with my meditation on Psalm 91, a passage known to calm anxious hearts. I called my effort the Holy Girl Walk. My plan was to soak in a verse before I walked and then simply meditate on it while I walked. But God's plan was bigger and better. I was surprised by something wonderful that happened. You see, I ended up easily memorizing the entire chapter. That's because walking fires up the region of the brain responsible for memory, the hippocampus. I was so blessed by this discovery because scripture memory was formerly really difficult for me. Not anymore. More than the memory work. This experiment has been one of the sweetest encounters with Jesus that I've ever known. I've discovered that memorizing scripture is an intimate form of meditation. As I rolled the words around in my mind and spoke them out loud, I didn't just gain an understanding of what the words meant. I discovered the presence of Jesus. If you think about it, that makes sense. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That verse is talking about our Savior, Jesus. He is the Word. So when we become intimate with the words of our Bible, we're really growing closer to Him. The more you abide in God's Word and in His presence, the more you will hear His voice, and the more victorious and at peace you will be in every area of life. Does that sound like something you want or need? Here's how the life-changing Holy Girl Walk works. First, you briefly study the same chapter of the book of the Bible each day. I offer an easy-to-use study guide to help you examine the scripture of the day. For this season, Calm Your Anxious Thoughts, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 91, is available exclusively at danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. Click the store link to find it. Second, walk every day while you memorize. You can start your time with this short daily podcast. It's always less than 5 minutes long. I'll be here to offer some motivational stories, practical tips, biblical tidbits, and the motivation to keep you walking. Again, you'll find it at danagresh.com. Click the podcast link. Third, hydrate. What's good for your body is good for your soul. Oh, and let me tell you about my body. My back injury happened years ago when I was lifting a heavy duffel bag as I helped someone move. It causes a lot of pain, but the longer I walked, the less I felt the injury. God used the discipline of the Holy Girl Walk to bring healing to my body. Now, of course, this has a lot to do with how good it was for me to move and hydrate, but I refuse to credit anything other than the presence of God for that. After all, He made my physical being with the ability to heal itself and to work well when it's hydrated and moving. This bonus from the Holy Girl Walk was a blessing to my soul because, after all, it has to live in this body. Speaking of bodies, it's good to do the Holy Girl Walk with somebody, maybe a neighbor or friend, or perhaps your small group or Bible study. I encourage you to call somebody and get them to walk with you. The accountability will keep you going. And as the founder of True Girl, a ministry for moms and daughters, my heart beats to hear that moms and daughters of all ages would take the Holy Girl Walk together. You're never too young to start storing up scripture in your heart. Okay, let's get walking.